Hi everyone, I'm Alex Smith and welcome back to Stats Only, where we take a deeper look inside the numbers that matter the most to your Philadelphia Eagles. Today we take a look back at the Eagles' 29-10 victory over the Cleveland Browns and look ahead to the Monday night matchup with the Chicago Bears. And today we start with who else but quarterback Carson Wentz. After all of the drama that went into trading Sam Bradford and naming the number 2 overall pick as the starter for week 1 just 8 days before the regular season began, Wentz went out and immediately shut down any questions about whether or not he was ready for the NFL level. Wentz threw for 278 yards and 2 touchdowns, posting a quarterback rating of 101. He became just the 3rd rookie quarterback since 1960 to post at least 275 yards, 2+ touchdowns, and no interceptions in his team's opener. Wentz's 101 passer rating was the highest mark for an Eagles rookie since John Reeves back in 1972. Next up, we look at some next-gen stats where we go step by step to see exactly how Wentz's 35-yard touchdown strike to Nelson Agholor came to be. As Jason Kelce snaps the ball, Wentz takes a quick survey of the defense. Exactly 2 seconds from the snap, Wentz has his mind made up and sets his feet towards his target on the right side. Wentz's release is clocked right around 4/10 of a second, so just a grand total of 2.4 seconds go by from snap to release, which just goes to show exactly how fast decisions have to be made at the NFL level. As for Agholor, the receiver reaches his top speed of 20.17 miles per hour, which occurs right around the 19-yard line. When Wentz does set his feet, Agholor is back at the 29. By the time the ball lands perfectly in his hands, he's all the way down at the 4-yard line. All in all, from snap to touchdown, took 5.33 seconds in total. The fight song sung by the crowd afterwards, though, took a little longer. And finally, we take a look ahead to the Eagles' Monday night matchup against the Chicago Bears in the Windy City. Now, the Bears certainly have some playmakers on offense with Jay Cutler and Alshon Jeffrey, amongst others, but that offense kind of got off to a rough start in week 1. Chicago didn't exactly start out on the right foot against Houston in week 1. The Bears scored 14 points against the Texans, but ranked 29th of 32 NFL teams with just 258 yards of total offense. That could bode well for an Eagles defense that allowed just 288 yards of total offense to Cleveland in week 1. Meanwhile, Jay Cutler was sacked 5 times in that first week, the second highest total of any quarterback in the NFL. The Eagles got to RG3 twice in the opener, but that aggressive front 4 will look to bring Cutler down early and often on Monday night. And one final stat that serves the Eagles well, Chicago held the ball for just 23 minutes and 41 seconds in week 1, the 3rd lowest total in the NFL, while the Eagles led the league in time of possession at 39 minutes and 20 seconds. That will just about wrap things up here from the NovaCare Complex Studios. Thanks for joining us here for Stats Only. We'll see you back here next week.